This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
A six-year-old boy recently got into trouble for bringing a small toy gun on his school bus. The toy gun was plastic and was not much bigger than a quarter. Yet the bus driver claimed that the tiny toy created a disturbance and traumatized the other children. Because of the school's zero-tolerance policy, the student was assigned detention and forced to write a letter apologizing to the bus driver. The school even considered revoking the six-year-old's bus-riding privileges. Now, it's ridiculous to punish a kindergarten student for carrying a small plastic toy. The toy gun did not endanger anybody, and no one could possibly have mistaken it for a real gun. Sending the boy to detention did not make anybody safer. Instead, it sent a message that the school will punish small children even though they did nothing wrong. Taxpayer dollars should not pay school officials to bully kindergarten students. Punishing students based on the shape of their small plastic toys is really outrageous. But the overreach of school officials does not end there. Earlier this year, a seven-year-old student was suspended from school for 2 days because of the shape of the strawberry tart he was eating. The boy had nibbled away at parts of the pastry, and school officials thought it then resembled a gun. The boy said he did not intend to shape the pastry into the form of a gun. Nevertheless, an assistant principal sent a letter to parents offering counseling to students who may have been traumatized by the pastry in the shape of a gun. In another recent case, a student was suspended for displaying a picture of a gun on his computer. Will school administrators soon ban illustrations of guns in history textbooks? Will they prohibit the word gun? Taxpayer-funded schools should use common sense and stop censoring children.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Parents, it's important for the sake of your kids that you keep up with the latest trends in education. That's why we publish the Education Reporter. Write Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002 for your free copy. That's Eagle Forum Radio, Alton, Illinois, 62002. Or go online to eagleforum.org. And join us again next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Our infrastructure is failing and our government is corrupt. We have some hard times ahead. If there was no way to get medical help, what would you do? How are you going to protect the safety of your family during a crisis when there are no doctors, hospitals, emergency services, or supplies? Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a nano-engineered silver unlike any other silver product on the market today. This technology has advanced antibacterial, antiviral, and antifungal properties. And more than 200 independent clinical studies and trials have shown that it's effective in over 500 different uses. Supernatural Silver can be stockpiled and stored for over 10 years. And in a collapse, it could be priceless. It can be used daily to fight off colds, flus, and other pathogens, and yet it's powerful enough to combat some of the most deadly diseases in the world today. Make sure your home is well stocked with Supernatural Silver. To order, go to supernaturalsilver.com. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code SILVER2013 for 20% off, and like us on Facebook.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hour number two of the Bob Tuscan Show. Thanks so much for joining us. Steve Starrs is riding shotgun with us tonight, and we're taking your calls. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Let's go to Werner, who's been waiting on the line. Werner in New Brunswick, how are you, man?
Oh, not too bad. You keep me from going to sleep.
Good.
Oh, well, go to sleep already, will you?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, let me ask you this. I know this is an obvious question to ask, but how cold is it there?
Oh, today it was warmer. We had a thaw and we had some rain tonight. But it's about to get cold again.
How cold?
Right. We had there a few days ago, we had down to, I think, about 25 below. That's centigrade.
Yes. Well, you guys are out there on the coast, so it's a little more moist. Isn't that the case there?
Well, as I say, today we had the wind coming from the sea, you know, from the Atlantic and from the Bay of Fundy, so the air was warmer.
Right, right.
That's what brought on the mild spell.
Yeah. You get into Alberta and Saskatchewan and in the middle of the country, it's very cold, I'm sure.
Yeah. Listen,
what's on your mind?
What got my attention, you mentioned there about these faraway planets, but 200 light years away, what the scientists discovered, you know,
and made
comparisons with Earth. And I asked myself always a question. You have heard about chemtrails?
Oh, yes. Sure.
Now, my question is, they can identify the chemical makeup of an atmosphere of a planet that's far away. But they cannot, by spectral analysis, they cannot identify the chemical makeup of those fringe chemtrails.
Very good. I like that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good point.
Yes.
It's just
yes.
only maybe 5 or 6 miles away, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right.
Then I got another question. You mentioned there about aliens.
Yes.
Well, look in the Bible in Revelation. It talks about two groups of aliens. One of them, the beast that was and is not and yet is and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and rule with the seven kings for 1 hour and be the eighth and go into perdition.
Uh-huh. Yes, you're at my area there, my friend.
Then there's the other group of aliens that's being talked about. When in Revelation, where a burning star falls from the sky, and to it was given the key of the bottomless pit. And out of the pit there rose, winged creatures or locusts on the earth. Mm-hmm. You know, with face like men, hair like women's hair, and teeth like lion's teeth. And the sundering of their wings is like the sundering of many chariots going to war, to battle. And they have a king over them, Abaddon or Apollyon, the angel of the bottomless pit.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know, when people call themselves Christians, you know, they have to take this into consideration. It's written in the Bible.
Yes, there's a very interesting part of that. But, of course, aren't these locusts set out on the earth to sting the hell out of people who took the mark
of
the
beast? Yeah, except 144,000, those that haven't been sealed beforehand. And
right.
Basically what it describes, there, like they are being tormented with the horrible nerve poison, and men will seek death, and death will flee from them. For 5.5 months, they're going to be punished.
Hey, Werner, have you had any cattle mutilations recently?
Well, there are just only 3 head left on the farm. But as I say, I never should mention about aliens. What concerns about what happened to the cattle had nothing to do with the aliens.
Really? Uh-huh.
So what are you saying happened to your cattle then? What did it have to do with?
What caused most of the deaths? Lasers and masers. Directed energy. Wherever you got a clear shot, can be from miles away. And what caused was the most devastating, where they used, basically, with the heat-producing frequency, they oxidized the atmospheric nitrogen and focuses in front of the nose of the animals, you know, and then this energy in front of the nose of the animals, and what I've been documenting, they had burns on the noses. And basically an animal or a human being, anything that breathes air, atmospheric air, in order to survive, when that breathes in those high concentration of nitrogen and of ozone, it is basically a deadly mixture, especially the nitrogen oxides. It forms nitric acid with devastating consequences to the lungs, to the heart, and to the internal organs. And it is not rocket science. Research on that has been done. The earliest research I came across was from the 1940s of last century. And I don't have to look, in that case, I don't have to look for UFOs and aliens.
You know, I have a question. The question I have is, how do you suppose they targeted this weapon, is the question. How do they use it? How would you aim something like this or determine where you're going to use it?
Just a simple laser. You know, you have cold lasers and you have hot lasers.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And with the heat-producing frequency, you accomplish the oxidization of atmospheric nitrogen, which is 76% of the atmosphere.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And with the UV frequency, you accomplish the changing of oxygen into ozone. And we get a similar effect, for example, when we got electric arcing or lightning strike. You get the oxidization of atmospheric nitrogen and the formation of ozone.
And a tremendous amount of energy.
Yeah. Well, as I say, in this regard, I made the documentary Farmer's Ordeal. And it's all explained, you know, and documented with the injuries on the animals. And it is, there is no other way it can be explained. But when they can blame it on UFOs and aliens, especially the laws enforcement, Canada's finest, they think they don't have to investigate. And basically, they have been covering up for a bunch of murderers that are living right among us, you know, now for at least the last 40 years. Because this technology, the lasers, have been around for over 50 years, and the masers that work with microwave frequency have been around for over 60 years.
So do you think this...
What I've encountered with mainstream media, Canada's, you know, hallowed... media organization, the CBC, you know, they talk about UFOs and aliens and everything else, you know. It seems to me sometimes like they're either mentally retarded, the reporters who wrote that crap, and including from Huffington Post, you know, or they got vested interest in order to cover up for the criminals.
Is this the same kind of thing that's going on across the United States as well with these cattle
mutilations? Tens of thousands of cattle mutilations, and I've been looking into... The massive death of they figure up to 100,000 cattle got killed in a freak snowstorm early in October in South Dakota. And I spoke to some of the ranchers, and the symptoms say is they don't jive.
So another attack there, probably. Now, do you have a documentary, you said, Werner, on this?
It's a farmer's ordeal. It's a 75-minute documentary in four parts, right down to the basic sciences.
Okay, farmer's ordeal.
And have you been harassed by the courts lately?
Oh, this has been going on now for over 2 years. And every time now they move, they want to start the trial up again, you know, after that, finished.
All right, well, Werner, thank you for the call, man. We're coming to a break, so we got to let you go. But we're taking more calls, and you feel free to call us up, 800-313-9443, the toll-free number to join us. We'll be right back after this quick break.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cow mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
RBN is having the end-of-the-year pledge drive. To encourage listener support, for donations of $100 or more, you get an RBN coffee mug and a T-shirt. You can mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. You can donate online through PayPal or make a donation via phone by calling 800-724-2719. All donations are greatly appreciated and needed. Please make a donation today.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now
isn't what we're building for.
Steve Starr is riding shotgun with me today on the Bob Tuscan Show. And Steve, Josie the Outlaw, we played a clip from her the other day. She has a message for the police. Okay. And I'd like to play her message to the police, and then I'd like to take our caller's response or message to the police. How does that sound? Sound good? All right.
Yeah.
Here it is.
If you work in law enforcement, I have a very important question for you, one which soon may be a matter of life or death. I'm sure some people become police officers just so they can boss other people around. But I'm going to assume here that you mean well, that you want to be one of the good guys. In which case, my question is this. Is there anything the politicians could enact into law that you wouldn't enforce? Is there any order that you would refuse to carry out? Or will you do absolutely anything your bosses tell you to? In the U.S., police have already obeyed orders to fine or arrest people for a wide variety of harmless activities, such as dancing at the Jefferson Memorial or having a vegetable garden in their front yard. Police have even gone so far as to execute violent paramilitary raids on food co-ops and organic farms. For decades, police have been carrying out armed home invasions, forced property confiscations, and other acts of violence against people who weren't hurting anyone, but who engaged in behaviors or habits which lawmakers have arbitrarily declared to be illegal. You may be comfortable in assuming that you'll never receive an order to do something truly immoral, but the fact is, with every order you receive, you have a choice between obeying without question or relying on your conscience. No doubt there were cops a few years ago who never expected to be ordered to disarm innocent people, to do door-to-door home searches without warrant or probable cause, or to detain and interrogate people for merely driving down a road. Yet police have since been ordered to do all of these things, and almost without exception they obeyed. So it's not unreasonable to ask, is there any point at which you will draw a line and say, no, that I will not do? And if you won't draw such a line anywhere, if you will do absolutely anything your political masters tell you to, how are you any different from the enforcers of Soviet Russia, Red China, or Nazi Germany? You may be tempted to say, I don't make the law, I just enforce it. Or to argue that if some legislature, court, or some authority above you says it's okay, then it must be. But keep in mind that this is exactly what the thugs of every tyrannical regime in history said to justify their actions. And how do we remember those people now? As courageous, noble law enforcers? No. Unless you want posterity remembering you as a heartless, mindless pawn of oppression, then you'd better decide, and decide now, where you will draw that line. Unfortunately, there's little indication that most cops have any line at all. The incidents of police officers refusing to inflict injustice upon the people are extremely rare. Even when cops say they personally oppose certain laws, such as marijuana prohibition, nearly all of them continue to violently enforce these laws against nonviolent people. In other words, they recognize these laws as counterproductive and unjust, but they choose to enforce them anyway. For the most part, American cops seem completely incapable of disobeying immoral orders, and instead do what the enforcers of every other authoritarian empire have done, inflicting harm on innocent people whenever and however those in power tell them to, while accepting no personal responsibility for their actions. I hope you are better than that. Keep in mind, there are a lot of decent Americans who do have the integrity and courage to draw a line in the sand, a point at which they will disobey and resist violations of their rights by those in power. It may be that they refuse to be disarmed. It may be that they refuse to cooperate with warrantless searches, or refuse to keep funding a government they view as destructive and unjust. Whether you agree with them doesn't particularly matter. What does matter is whether in the end you are willing, if and when you are ordered to do so, to violently assault the dissenters for their disobedience. When they draw their line in the sand and stand their ground, and your supervisors tell you to use whatever level of violence necessary to get submission and compliance from the resistors, will you obey? If it came down to it, would you kill American citizens for disobeying politicians? Now, if someone is actually harming someone else, of course you have the right to use whatever force necessary to stop the attacker and protect the innocent. But that would be the case even if you had no badge and no uniform. But when you try to arrest someone who hasn't threatened or harmed anyone else, but has only disobeyed some arbitrary regulation, then you are the one initiating force. You are the one starting a fight. You are the bad guy. Now remember, the American Revolution was people forcibly resisting gun confiscation, warrantless searches, what they viewed as unfair taxation, and a number of other oppressions. All in the name of law, all carried out by law enforcers. If you had lived back then, would you have been among the rebel colonists, the ones who refused to be disarmed refused to pay taxes, and resisted warrantless detainment and searches? Would you have sided with the signers of the Declaration of Independence, or would you have been among the Redcoats, the law enforcers, assaulting, caging, or killing any colonists with the gall to disobey the king? And which side are you on today? Of course, the message you'll get from your superiors, the politicians, and your fellow officers is that it's not your place to decide which laws to enforce, and that as long as you faithfully follow orders, that you can't be held personally responsible for doing as you're told. But that is a lie, a horribly dangerous lie. At the Nuremberg trials, it was established that the excuse used by the Nazi law enforcers, that they weren't to blame and shouldn't be punished because they were just doing as they were told, did not relieve them of personal responsibility for their actions. And make no mistake, if you choose to blindly obey unjust commands, and one day your intended victims decide to fight back, saying that you're just doing your job will not make you bulletproof. It may be your own life you save by deciding now at what point you will choose to be a moral, responsible human being instead of just an obedient pawn of those in power. Ultimately, only you can answer the question of where you will draw that line. But really, the only moral, rational answer is this. If something would be wrong for you to do without a badge, then you shouldn't do it with one either. The idea that uniforms and legislation can give you special rights is both false and horribly dangerous. Nearly every large-scale injustice in history was committed by people who wrongly imagined that their position of authority made it okay for them to do things that other people have no right to do. Like everyone else, you have the right to use force to stop attackers and protect the innocent. And when you do that, you are the hero. But you have no right to be the attacker, even if it's your job, and even if the aggression is called law. Always, in every situation, you and you alone are responsible for what you do. Wearing a badge and a uniform and doing whatever you're told does not make you brave and noble or deserving of any respect. Just following orders is a coward's excuse. If your job requires you to assault or cage people who haven't threatened or harmed anyone, then quit. Being an actual protector, doing the right thing no matter what anyone else says, even if it means disobeying orders and breaking the law, that takes courage and integrity. That makes you a hero. So, do you have enough of a spine to draw that line? Decide now before your failure to think for yourself results in damage that cannot be undone.
What do you have to say? 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. Great piece, huh, Steve-O?
Yeah, I think it was good. You know, I mean, what she's talking about essentially is the old Nuremberg trial determination where people said they were just following orders, and that didn't fly. They said, no, you have to be held accountable to violations of human rights or natural law. And just following orders is not good. You know, at one time on the show, I made a statement that was pretty widespread, Bob, when I said that 80% of the American public are criminals. I don't mean that everybody's intent on being criminals, but there are a lot of people following orders. Some people are forced to do things illegally. And that's the problem we have right here.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Hi, I'm with Keller Williams Realty. I'm in your neighborhood to see if you have any real estate needs.
Maybe. What would you do as a realtor to market my home?
Well, my skills are in knowing the market, listing your home for the best price possible, negotiating on your behalf, advertising your home, and helping to defend your castle.
Defend my castle?
That's right. In Texas, it's called the Castle Law, and a portion of my commission will go to Gun Owners of America as a charitable cause to help secure our freedoms.
Really? That does make you different from other realtors.
It's about time people make a stand for what they believe in. Wouldn't you agree?
Well, yes, I do. And I'd be glad if you helped me sell this home. And my friends will be, too.
Here's my business card for your friends. They can call me at 877-605-9200 and ask for Sandra. Oh, and if they're not in Texas, I can still refer them to a great Keller Williams agent where they live. They just need to call 877-605-9200. 877-605-9200.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt. Chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space to find another.
All right, welcome back to the Bob Tuscan Show. You can join us troll free by dialing 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. And Steve Starrs is riding shotgun with us tonight. Hi there, Steve.
Hi there, Bob. Glad to be with you. Good topics.
How are you?
Good, man. I think before the break, we were talking about police, and that was a good clip, you know, and I'd like to hear what people have to say. I think you've heard what I've had to say, and, you know, I mean, you just
tired of what you had to say.
Yeah, tired of what me just talking. Why don't the other folks speak up for a little while?
But,
you know, it's like you go to every place that you do business with these days, and there's a computer program or something like that. I mean, just to buy a Snickers candy bar or something like that, they have to ask you, do you have your savings card with us? And then you swipe your Magstripe Visa card, which I think I'm trying to get away from more and more in, as far as using banks and all these commerce devices that they have locked down on us and everything like that. Everybody's following orders is the point. You know what I mean? It's just that we're in this automated automaton society now. And computers tell us what to do. and, you know, the protocol, this and that, and everything that happens. Now, of course, there are reasons for some of this. I'm not trying to complain about everything, but the reality is people are so used to being robotic and being told what to do that they can't make up their decisions when they realize something's not right about what they're doing. And, you know, as this lady pointed out in that clip, Bob, the police really are under a lot of pressure because things coming down from the top are not constitutional, nor are they lawful, nor do they make common sense, nor do they make for good law enforcement, really. And people are being pressured to follow orders here. And as she pointed out, there's a lot of cops out there who are kind of on the bead of making these decisions. We know a lot of people that we've talked to, like, you know, Sheriff Mack and Chuck McLam and a few of the others. There are a lot of people. I really want to encourage police officers who want to stand up for constitutional rights and say, look, there are certain things in law enforcement that have gotten out of control. We need to name those and help those people who are resisting them lawfully along the lines of, you know, what really means, you know, to be in law enforcement. I said too much, Bob. We need to hear from our listeners. What do they have to say? What's your opinion, Bob?
I have an opinion?
Yes, of course. Like everyone else, you have an opinion and something else, an idea. Okay.
I do?
Yes. That's why we listen to you faithfully every night here on RBN.
You listen to me every night?
Well, you know, I listen to you when I can, you know, I mean. I listen to all the shows if I can on RBN, but I don't have a lot of time to listen to every single one of them. So, you know, I listen to yours because...
So you listen to mostly just mine?
Yeah, because I'm on it a lot, you know. But
you are?
Yeah. Once in a while, I pop in, yeah. But, yeah. You know, I'm very interested in what people have to say, and this is a
Who's
talk
on first?
Show. Who's on first? Yeah. Abbott and Costello.
Who's on second?
Abbott and Costello.
Is there third? Any news today besides the weather? I'm sitting here reading through headlines, and I'm like, weather, cold, vortex. The vortex. The vortex of cold weather.
Well, here's a great story from AFP. You know, J.P. Morgan Chase is to pay $2 billion to avoid a Madoff investigation. Okay.
Oh, well, I mean, what's $2 billion?
Well, that's exactly it. The plaintiff, that's one of the people that's suing these things, J.P. Morgan, is suing for $20 billion. $20 billion. That's 10 times the amount of $2 billion, you know. And the investigation is what they're really trying to avoid at J.P. Morgan Chase, because what they don't want you to know is how many people were also involved with this. Again, we're talking about these banksters as committing high crimes. I mean, serious crimes. We're talking billions and billions of dollars, friends. And so, you know, J.P. Morgan Chase from AFP, this story January 6th, says J.P. Morgan Chase, the U.S. bank used by Bernie Madoff, who masterminded the biggest fraud on record, has agreed to pay about $2 billion to U.S. authorities, not to the people they've damaged, right, of course, to avoid litigation. Press reports said Monday. So they're trying to buy their way out of being held accountable here with $2 billion. And the plaintiffs are suing for upwards of over $20 billion. Okay? And so that's just the civil court case with the $20 billion. But there are also very dangerous ramifications of an investigation, Bob. I mean, would we call these people criminals, felons, masterminds of high theft?
Or even more of a dirty word, let's just call them bankers.
Yeah, banksters, yeah. Let's just call them what they really are, you know? I mean, they are the white-collar cream de creme of criminal mafia monetary devices is what they are, you know, let's be honest. And they're not going to face any penalty or any stiff investigation. Look at all the stuff that's happened over these years, since the $700 billion TARP bailout during the end of Bush's regime, all through this quantitative easing, all through this supposed transparency, it was a promise to the American public. I mean, it's horrendous. And of course, you know, Rand Paul has been resisting Janet Yellen's nomination, but that's not going to last because nobody cares enough about the high theft, the really high crime in this country. Again, even these people in law enforcement are following orders rather than doing what is right, while the American public is completely depleted by these filthy banksters. No one is watching the shop. And yet they want more taxes, more cooperation, and more stringent lockdowns on the American public while they violate everything, including your Fourth Amendment with the NSA spying. and all your other constitutional guarantees and rights with the NDAA. And the wars go on and on, as we talked about earlier. You know, the endless wars that are lost and the ugly, bloody savagery that somehow we end up having to support that goes on all over the world in the name of liberty and justice and democracy. It makes you sick to your stomach. We are the ugly Americans, whether we like it or not. And I hate it. I don't like it. I don't like to be a part of it. I speak out against it, and a lot of others are too. So I don't know what it is, Bob. You know, we get into the second hour, and I start getting kind of angry.
Calm down, Steve.
Okay, I will. I'm gonna mellow now. I'm gonna mellow.
Calm down.
I am. But this is the world we live in. This is the society and the government that we have allowed. Friends, it's our responsibility. We as citizens have let this happen. It is not patriotic to follow orders to salute the flag and march in a parade. It is patriotic to hold your government accountable to the rule of law. And some would say the Constitution's been gone for a long time. I'd say it's time it comes back immediately. You know, I believe we need to put things back in order here. And if we do, the country will start to function like it should. The world would be a much better place. The world is looking to us. And I feel very, very, you know, I just feel very embarrassed about calling myself an American today because of the filthy, vile, lousy things that are going on and the incredible laziness and irresponsibility of people in this country to just sit there and suck that poison out of the poisonous boob tube teat and Google, you know, themselves into oblivion, you know. Oh, well. But there is hope. We have great listeners. Bob, we have great listeners on your show. We do it every night because it's worth it. There are people out there. We hear them and they call in. We talk to them. They're listening. We are talking about real solutions. We're talking about everything from the monetary policies to law and order to health. You're going to have your programs on health coming up. Those are going to be good. We want to help people. You know, we're not dead yet here. We're still functioning with a few brain cells left. At least some of us are. Well, but
at least one of us is on this call.
Yeah, but we're happy to be doing the job we're doing. We just want to see better results, don't you?
Yeah, I'd like to see better results. I'd like to feel that I'm not just preaching to the choir, although it is rewarding when I get an email from someone who appreciates what we do and sends a donation. We could certainly use your help there. So, we definitely want to get the word out and continue to branch out. Hey, you ever want to email me? It's thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, thebobtuskinshow@gmail.com, and if you want a PayPal, you can always shoot me a PayPal there. Steve, we got one more segment coming up for phone calls that we'll get to. 800-313-9443 is the number to join us there. 800-313-9443, we will take your calls for the remaining portion of this hour. 800-313-9443. I got a few things I want to touch on before we say goodnight. And, we'll do so in just a little bit here. It's the Bob Tuscan Show on a Monday, just kicking things off for the week. I got a lot of great shows planned for this week. I got Dean Hartwell coming on, who's the author of a new book that I'm going to tell you about when we come back.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. And fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Through their ministries of propaganda, each took complete control of the theater, the movies, the radio, every cultural activity and every channel of information.
Well, times is tough, all right. Yeah, I'll say.
It's the future.
From you, take your phone calls, 800-313-9443. Okay, that being said, what do I want to touch on here? There's always stuff to talk about other than the weather. Health officials say there's no concerns over the 500 increase in radiation levels on California beach. Following public outcry, a state investigation by health officials found similar levels while collecting ground samples several days later. According to County Environmental Health Director Dean Peterson, the public should not be concerned. It's not something that we feel is an immediate public health concern. Yeah, that's right, because you slowly die from the radiation exposure. Yeah, of course it's not an immediate health concern. We're not even close to the point of saying that any of this is from Fukushima, he says. According to Dave, the video's author, radiation detected 2 inches off the beach surface several days prior produced levels even higher, nearly 13 times above the normal levels. Unconvinced of any link to Fukushima, Peterson pointed to such atoms as red-painted disposable eating utensils as a more likely cause of the radiation levels. What do you think? Do you think this is just hype? You think there's something to it, maybe? I don't know. It certainly is interesting. Listen to this. You want to talk about corruption on a state level. There's this mayor in this town here who has had a little bit of a racket going on, towing thousands of cars in his own town to cash in on his own regulations. Another example of conflict of interest. It exists on all levels, folks.
Stations are pretty creative when it comes to making money for American cities. Parking tickets, weird fines, quotas, you name it, they've thought of it and executed it, no matter how illegal. And in Sweetwater, Florida, it's just been discovered that police there were raking in money through towing cars. The city made a ton of money from towing cars by collecting a $500 administrative fine for every car towed. And they depended on this stream of income. In fact, they set a yearly goal of $168,000 in towing fines in their budget. That translates to more than 300,000 cars getting towed. That might be why 37% of all arrests last year in that city involved a car getting towed. That's a crazy number! The numbers seem to indicate that people were arrested just so police could tow their cars. For instance, in cases last year where the tows involved a criminal charge, 77% of the cases were completely dropped. Only 11% of them led to actual convictions. But in 100% of those cases, the towing fine was collected. And in 40% of all cases, officers released the subjects with a promise to appear in court, and charges were dropped. But again, the towing fees were still collected. Records show that the police called the towing company over and over again, even when the vehicles were legally parked or when people had valid licenses. Meanwhile, about a third of those arrested were unemployed and seriously strapped for money when faced with the $500 administrative fee plus the storage fee they had to pay the towing company. And the towing company that did all this towing, called Southland, is the craziest part of the story. Because that company was partly owned by the city's mayor, Manny Morono. Talk about a racket! He was mayor until the FBI arrested him in August of this year on kickback and bribery charges, naturally. So not only was the city rigging it in, their mayor was rolling in dough from the toes, too. After all this came out, the new mayor set up new guidelines for police in Sweetwater for when it's appropriate to tow cars. And the city is now towing less than 10% of what it used to, proving what a sham it was. It's just another example of police towing the line between enforcing the law and blatantly breaking it to make some money here in the U.S. Tonight, let's talk about that by following me.
All right, so there you go. Another example. Have you ever been towed before? Have you ever got your car towed? You know, living in a college town here in North Central Florida, Gainesville, where the University of Florida is. You get towed. If you're parking in the wrong spot, you're going to get towed. And, yeah, okay, it's all right to tow it. You know, if somebody's car is parked on my private property, I have a right to get it towed off my property. It's infringing on my natural law rights of having my property. But it sucks to get towed. And these Rome tow truck drivers are vultures, man. I tell you, they'll swoop in and they'll grab you faster than you know what hit you. and it is no fun getting towed. Mr. Bruiser, you're in Austin, another college town. You ever had your car towed? Yeah. Is it not a pain in the butt? Exactly. Exactly, yeah. He's saying that it really is something. Because then you got to go into the place. Yeah, that's right. You got to go into the place. You got to pay for it. And if you don't have the money, it sits there and gathers more fines for their storage fee and so on and so forth. It's a nightmare. It really is a nightmare to get your car towed. Because then you got to find a ride to the place where your car's at, and you don't have a car, so you got to take a ride. And, oh, man, it is a real headache to get your car towed. So I thought that was an interesting story. What is a polar vortex? Can somebody tell me? A polar vortex is a large-scale cyclone that sits between the troposphere and the stratosphere, circulating the cold air around the polar regions. Very rarely do they slip and move either north, in this case, in the case of the South Pole, the vortex, or south, in the case of the North Pole vortex. And this is what has happened over the last few days. It's interesting. It's going to be 19 degrees here tonight in North Central Florida. 19 freaking degrees. Yikes. Yikes. Let's see what it is now. And I never talk about the weather, but I guess this is kind of interesting. It's global warming, folks. It's obviously global warming, right? And where's Al Gore when you need him? Let's see. Weather, Gainesville, Florida. Let's see what it tells me it is now. Currently, it is just 35 degrees out. Not too bad. It'll get down to 19 degrees by around 2 a.m. So, get ready, folks. I hope everybody's staying warm. I hope you got your firewood keeping you warm or whatever. If you have electric heat, I hope your bills aren't too high. And all my best. I hope everybody stays safe, because along with the cold temperatures comes dangerous conditions. So definitely stay safe and be on the lookout and be careful driving and all that good stuff, all right? All right, so coming up on the Bob Tuscan Show on Thursday, I have a guest coming on. His name is Dean Hartwell, and he's written several books. He's a prolific author, and he's done many of them on the topic of 9/11 and beyond. His most recent book is called Rumors Fly, Truth Walks. It's a great book. I got it here, and well, he's coming to tell us about it. You can find it on Kindle, and you can find it on Amazon, or whatever the various places are. In the book, he finishes off his thoughts about the so-called planes and passengers of 9/11, a topic he has written on in two other editions. Planes Without Passengers presents his case of a hoax involving the 9/11 planes and passengers. Now, 12 years later almost, 13 years, I don't know. Yeah, 12 years later, I think it's time we take a cold, hard look at stuff like this.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
With financial